Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
My name is Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
And I hope you weren't holding out hope that Imani Bates, the former five-star prospect, would actually exit the transfer portal and return to the University of Memphis, because he made it official today that that's not what he's doing. He's going home to Eastern Michigan. So this is quite a career path for a young man who was, at the age of 15, compared on a Sports Illustrated cover to Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and LeBron James. The headline said, "Born for this." And it's been all downhill since then. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, DeMichael Cole is going to join me. Covers the Grizzlies for the Commercial Appeal. Had a nice story this morning about 13 different courts in the city being refurbished thanks to Ja Morant, Coke Consolidated, and Body Armor. So it's another example of Ja using his celebrity fame to help the city of Memphis. Cool stuff. I'll talk to DeMichael about it. And tomorrow's start to free agency. We're going to do it in the next segment around 420. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point we'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Hanzo Emanuel, a one-armed basketball player who became a YouTube sensation, is now down to four options. Memphis is one of them. We'll talk about that around 444. Former Memphis assistant Derek Kellogg was fired today. It's June 29th. Fired today by Long Island University. Weird timing. Spend a few minutes on that a little later on this hour. Bradley Beal is opting out of his player option, so the three-time All-Star will become a free agent, though most just expect him to sign a max deal with Washington. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison today for sex trafficking, sexual exploitation of a child, kidnapping, and other sex-related crimes. Three-time Grammy winner might never be free again. He's been jailed since 2019. Tell you more about it during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I do want to start with the Imani Bates development, because the Imani Bates era at Memphis now seems officially over. Former five-star prospect has publicly committed to Eastern Michigan, so the speculation that he might return to Memphis, that now seems done. Big Bet Bennett, are you glad Imani Bates is not going to play at Memphis again next season, or disappointed that Imani Bates is not going to play at Memphis again next season? Or indifferent?
I think maybe a little indifferent. If he would have said that he was coming back to Memphis and they wanted him back,
I could have talked myself into that, and now that he's gone, I still think they're going to have a solid team next season, and I'm excited about the season.
I'm glad I threw indifferent in there at the last minute as an option, because that's where I am. Like, I'm just like, okay. Like, if he would have announced he's coming back to Memphis, I would have explained to you how I can imagine it working. And if it got to a point where it clearly wasn't, then everybody can just cut ties again. Mm-hmm. I would have not come down completely against it, screaming that it is idiotic to let Amani Bates return to the program, because I didn't think it was. I think it would have been ridiculous to let him return to the program under the circumstances under which that he participated last season. I would have had strict guidelines in place, lines drawn, and if you can't be a part of it the way we want you to be a part of it, and that means with your dad staying out of it, then we don't need you here.
Sounds like there might have been some lines drawn.
I think that the Bates party, if you will, was probably under the impression that if coming back to Memphis were even going to be a realistic option, it was going to have to be on Penny Hardaway's terms instead of Elgin Bates' terms, which is a complete 180 from where we were a year ago. When Amani Bates came to Memphis, it was on Amani Bates' terms, Elgin Bates' terms. But they lost all leverage with Memphis and literally every other high-major
appears that way
program in the country. And so that's how you end up at Eastern Michigan. Not sad that he's gone. Could have talked myself into it if he came back. Now I guess I just wish him luck, and I hope this works out, but I'm not optimistic.
I will say what you mentioned in the open when you're doing the rundown. Sports Illustrated, you got chill a little bit. That's aggressive. What were the comparisons of him coming out of high school?
The cover was a close-up of his face, staring into the camera, and the words on the cover said, "Born for this." And then at the bottom it said, "Magic, Michael, LeBron, and the 15-year-old who's next in line."
That's just taking it a step too far. Three steps too far.
I agree with you. And there's probably a lesson in there about the way Sports Illustrated and all of us should talk about 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I saw him when he was 15 years old. And he was routinely described by basketball analysts you respect, as do I, as the best 15-year-old they've ever seen. It is ridiculous with the benefit of the hindsight, and it might be ridiculous, period, to ever talk that way about a 15-year-old. Maybe that should be the new rule.
Right.
Let's just don't talk about 15-year-olds.
If you're not
that
LeBron
way.
James, like, you probably shouldn't talk about 15-year-olds.
How about,
yeah.
Let's just, even if you are LeBron James, let's hold off on it
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
And it'll be called the Amani Bates rule. We're not going to talk about 15-year-olds like they're the next LeBron James because you don't know. But I will tell you, when he was 15 years old, he looked like the real thing. He looked like, I would throw another name in there, Kevin Durant flying around the court, big, not big, long, tall,
yeah,
lanky, and knocking down NBA jumpers from all over the court. When he was 15 years old, he was an incredible talent. And the problem is he never really got any better. The pandemic hit, and I think that interrupted his development. But more than that, and I say this as a father who is imperfect and also capable of making mistakes. I'm not here to give anybody fatherly advice. I'm not equipped to do so. Raising children is difficult. And I imagine, like I've said before, raising 15-year-old talents who are being pulled in a variety of ways and being labeled the next great thing, I imagine that's even more difficult. So I'm not here to criticize anybody on any sort of personal level. But I do think it's totally fair, again, with the benefit of hindsight, to point out his family mishandled this dramatically in a lot of different ways. From about the age of 15 on, everything has been about Amani Bates, as opposed to what's the best way to develop Amani Bates. It was more of what's the best way to control Amani Bates. What's the best way to turn Amani Bates into a revenue stream? The motivations were never pure for any decision they ever made, including going to college at the University of Memphis. They built a high school around him. They built a grassroots team around him. He was never surrounded by comparable talent and never given legitimate coaching. And so when you saw Amani Bates at 15 years old, you were like, this is one of the best 15-year-olds I've ever seen, if not the best. And when you saw him at 16, you went, looks a lot like he did when he was 15. And when you saw him at 17, you went, is he even what he was when he was 15? Mm. When we went to Peach Jam for the first time after the pandemic and Amani Bates was there, this might have been last summer. I guess it was. I can remember walking out of a gym and saw a coach that I know. And so we sort of, you know, hey, because at this point you got to remember, we ain't seen, nobody's seen anybody in forever because we didn't have Peach Jam the year before. Most people weren't traveling for games that entire season. So you were seeing people for the first time in literally years. And so saw somebody I know, power conference coach. And I was like, hey, man, how you? Good to see you. How you been? You know, the normal stuff you say when you see somebody. And I said, so what's up? And he goes, Amani Bates sucks, huh? And I was like, I haven't seen him, but I'm not hearing good things. But I just thought it was striking. That was the first thing the coach said to me. Amani Bates, who at the time was rated as the number one prospect in the class of 2022. He was like, Amani Bates sucks now. And I think that was an overstatement. It was just a statement relative to his reputation and what he had looked like 2 years earlier when he was widely regarded as the best 15-year-old in the country. And so ultimately reclassifies, has come to Memphis, and it's a mess from the jump. He's given a role he doesn't deserve, given a role he's not capable of playing, given a role that alienated him from some of the older guys in the locker room, that split the locker room, caused incredible chemistry problems. And then I've seen a lot of stories today that point out he missed 15 of Memphis's 33 games with a back issue. And I guess that's technically accurate because that is what they called it. But when I write a column later tonight, I will not phrase it that way. I'm not completely dismissing the idea that he had a back issue. I just know this. Dude was playing 25 minutes a game, five straight games. Nobody mentioned anything to do with his back. And once it became clear his role wasn't what he wanted it to be, his dad's yelling from the stands in FedEx Forum, causing a scene. Well, then suddenly he went home to Michigan with a back issue to see a back doctor, as if there aren't back doctors in Memphis. When have you ever...
Man, I forgot all about that.
When have you ever heard of a college player having any injury while he's off at college, and then they go home to see a doctor and leave the team? That is not normal behavior. If there's a prospect from Texas who signs with Kentucky and gets to Kentucky and has an ankle issue or a back issue or a hand issue, they don't go back to Texas to see a doctor. They see Kentucky's doctors. That's the way this stuff works. So the whole story never made sense. But whatever. He only played 18 games for whatever reason. He wasn't good in those 18 games. Terrible from the field, inside the arc, outside the arc, inefficient, only 9.7 points, 3.3 rebounds in 23.4 minutes per game. We talked about Memphis's turnover problems last season. He was a big part of that as well, 2.3 a game, and he only played 23 minutes per game. And so now he's off to Eastern Michigan, which might have been his only real option at this point, because my understanding is his options got limited. You heard big schools connected to him at various times since he entered the transfer portal. Louisville's considered the favorite. I thought Louisville just decided they don't want to do it. Michigan's considered the favorite. I was told Michigan just decided we don't want to do it. And if you're Elgin Bates, I think that's got to be a real look in the mirror moment.
For sure.
Because I promise you, for most of these big-time programs, Imani Bates wasn't the problem that made them say, don't want to deal with it. Don't want to deal with the dad. So I'm sure he loves his son and is doing the best he can. But you need to look in the mirror at some point when your son was considered the number one prospect his age a year ago, and now all the best programs in the country don't have any interest in him. It's not because he shrunk or forgot how to shoot. Clearly not as good as he was labeled, but he's still a useful basketball talent. There's a reason he's still showing up on mock drafts.
Yep.
They don't want to deal with you, man. And so I hope it works out, but I'm not optimistic because the situation at Eastern Michigan will be a lot like the situation with Bates Fundamentals at the grassroots level or Ypsilanti Prep at the high school level. Imani Bates so clearly being the most talented person in the gym every day, not getting pushed the way you'd get pushed if you were at a different program. He needs to get pushed. He needs to get coached. He needs to get better. And I don't know that going to Eastern Michigan and practicing against mid-major guys every day and playing against mid-major guys basically every game, I don't know if that's the way to make yourself better. But I wish him luck. DeMichael Cole's up next.
So I want to tell you guys about an awesome new podcast to check out if you're into sports betting like me. It's Odyssey's podcast, Daily Boost. It is hosted by BetQL's Lucy Burge, Nick Ashew, and Dan Karpik. Look, if you're looking for in-depth analysis on the sports betting landscape, this is the podcast for you. You know, it's summer vacation for some, but Lucy, Nick, and Dan, they are still working to find the most valuable odds boost. Using data analytics and the BetQL model, they dive into all the reasons why you should consider taking advantage of it. The hosts even tell you their betting picks daily. So again, if you're big into sports betting like me, and I know a lot of you out there are, tune in to the Daily Boost every day on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces to sobriety. Like what? What? Super thug is thumping on a cut. What?
Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go ba-da-bum-bum-bum.
Run. Piety just really isn't us. What a rush, see you cutting up a pot.
Hansel Daniel, the YouTube sensation, dunking phenom, who became super famous in part because he's a basketball player with just one arm, is down to four options now. The University of Memphis is reportedly one of them. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the commercial appeal. It's DeMichael Cole making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So, DeMichael, before we get to the Grizzlies, you're an NBA beat writer, and there's been a big NBA trade that just went down a few minutes ago, reported by Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN. DeJounte Murray is on his way to Atlanta for a package that includes Danilo Gallinari and three future first-round picks plus a pick swap. Is this evidence that San Antonio is moving into tank mode largely because of the opportunity to maybe draft Victor Wembanyama, the French phenom, next June?
Yeah, I think so, Gary. I think that's part of it. But, I mean, I'm kind of puzzled by this because even if that's your plan, you know, DeJounte Murray is only 25. Like, we're getting younger and younger. We're at the point of trading guys away. Like, this is a guy who, you know, is 25 years old. Like, he still technically has an injury, what we usually call the prime of a career, when guys turn, you know, 27, 28, 29, and he's been starting for three seasons. So it just feels like it was too quick. He just had a career year, felt like he was a guy who you could build around and could still possibly get, you know, Victor. But yeah, that kind of puzzled me. I really don't understand it for San Antonio. I mean, I would assume Greg Popovich is probably not going to be coaching there a lot longer.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. I mean, Pop is already 73 years old. I can't imagine him wanting to go through or being too enthusiastic. Yeah, like a long rebuild is the direction they're headed. And so, yeah, it certainly a lot of questions now surrounding that San Antonio franchise heading into free agency. Let's pivot to the Grizzlies. You had a terrific story at commercialappeal.com about Ja Morant partnering with Coke Consolidated and Body Armor to refurbish 13 different courts in the city of Memphis, including the most famous courts at Halley. You were there to see this yesterday, so just explain the scene to me, because some kids got a really big kick out of what they were able to experience yesterday, which is the franchise player in their hometown coming out to spend about an hour with them.
Yeah, and not just come out there, Gary. I mean, he was active. I mean, he arrived out there and he had on his flip flops, his slippers on, and I mean, he gets to the court. You know, he's dancing with the kids and stuff like that. Next thing you know, he's taking off the slides and he's putting on a pair of Jordans. And I'm thinking, like, what's he about to do? And next thing you know, like, he checks the ball up with about five or six kids. And does, you know, like a quick, some one-on-one, you know, with five kids. And it was fun to see because the first kid, KJ Neville is his name, a Bartlett High kid in the 10th grade. He dribbled, you know, went against John Morant, and he made a step back, you know, over John Morant. And, you know, all the kids are going crazy. And then after that, Ja kind of like scores on him, but then he like blocks the next kid's shot, and then all the other kids, because it's 126 kids here. The kids are like, "Hey Ja, 1v1 me. Hey Ja, 1v1 me. Play me 1-on-1." It just was a super cool thing. You know, he was really engaged. He was helping them out in the drills. He was talking with them, shaking their hands, dapping them up. And I mean, this is kids from across seven districts in Memphis. You know, through the Memphis Parks team camps. So it's a big deal. I mean, a lot of these kids, you know, grew up in inner city, never thinking they would get the chance to be that close to John Morant in person. And I think, you know, those are like those forever lasting memories that I think of, like when I was a kid, when we used to see Zach Randolph, you know, come to our high school, or Penny come to our high school and things like that.
Talking to DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. The other thing that this represents, which I think is neat, is that, listen, Ja Morant is a superstar basketball player for the Memphis Grizzlies. That is what he's contractually obligated to be. But because he's a superstar that is whose fame and celebrity is growing by the day, he's making a real impact in our city. Like, there's been any number of different productions that have come to Memphis to shoot commercials with Ja Morant. That brings money into our community, attention to our community. And, you know, Body Armor and Coke would not be redoing basketball courts in the city of Memphis if not for their connection to Ja Morant. So it's not just that he's meeting with kids. He is quite literally the reason something that needed to be refurbished in our city is refurbished today. That's an awesome deal.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we that's what we're seeing, man. Like, it's really cool to see. You know, I talk with my friends about it a lot. Like, this is a true superstar that Memphis has now. We've had, you know, guys who from a local level, you know, Zach Randolph and just the whole grit and grind area, those guys, Mike Miller, Shane Battier, all received a lot of local love. But Ja is a guy, is so big in Memphis, and you talked about the commercials, all the song references that he gets from all the big, you know, like hip-hop rappers and things like that, and you know, everything that comes with it. Like, this is a whole new level of stardom. I mean, this is a guy who's big everywhere, not just Memphis. He's big on the East Coast. He's big on the West Coast. He's big overseas. I don't think Memphis has ever had anything like this.
Talking to DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. He's on Twitter at DeMichael C. Moving on, free agency starts tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. Do you expect it to be a busy day for the Grizzlies or a calm day for the Grizzlies?
I think it'll be a calm day. You know, it's going to be very relaxed, I think. First day, the Grizzlies will probably, you know, work their way through what else is going on and kind of be very, you know, cautionary with their moves. I don't think they'll be, you know, too active, you know, because right now you look at the roster, it's pretty much full. So at the end of the day, the Grizzlies are going to have to make some moves. Some of these guys who are currently, you know, in contracts will have to probably be waived, traded. You're probably going to be some signing trades happen. They'll have to be really creative because as cool as it was to see, you know, the Grizzlies get the four draft picks and really, you know, built the wing depth with Roddy and LaRavia and get Kenny Chandler, the hometown guy, and add Vince Williams on the wing. Them getting four draft picks kind of put them in a situation where free agency, they're really going to be picking hairs. But But I think they'll kind of be very cautionary with how they approach this.
Monty Morris was with Will Barton dealt to Washington earlier today from Denver, which seems to suggest Washington has its point guard. The Knicks are reportedly prioritizing Jalen Brunson. He's expected to sign there. If he doesn't, boy, they have screwed that up. So the Knicks have a point guard. The market seems to be dwindling for Tyus Jones starting point guard in the NBA. Does that increase the likelihood that he might actually be back in Memphis?
I think it does. It does increase the likelihood because, I mean, you just mentioned it, and John Wall right. Going Clippers potentially as well is another one where a lot of those teams who kind of need slash want point guards are kind of already getting their guys. So with that being said, it increases the likelihood, but I wouldn't, say that it's pretty much, a done deal at this point that he's going to be back, because although it increases the likelihood, people aren't talking enough about the fact that even if Tyus Jones were to accept a reserve role here or anywhere else, there are different levels to reserve roles. Whereas in Memphis, you're talking about a situation where, like in the playoffs, we know Ja is going to be playing 40 minutes and Tyus Jones will kind of have to, get in where he fits in. And that's kind of what we saw, him pretty much primarily over the last few seasons, 21 minutes a game this past year. But before that, 17 and a half minutes and 19 minutes. And he averaged 21 minutes this year because he got, so many games to start. He started 23 games this season, tied a career high. So with that being said, I think when you talk about coming off the bench, there are different levels to bench roles. For example, Ricky Rubio is a guy I wrote about. If, Tyus Jones were to take an opportunity elsewhere, he's a guy that the Grizzlies should be interested in. And Ricky Rubio came off the bench for the Cleveland Cavaliers last season, right? Well, he came off the bench, but he averaged 28 and a half minutes. He played alongside Darius Garland some, and they had a nice thing going there. So there could be a couple teams out there who say, hey, Tyus, we want you to come off the bench, but we want you to be a glorified six man that's going to play over 25 minutes. Is that a more appealing situation to him than coming back to Memphis and, playing 19 minutes behind Ja Morant? We'll see, because I think that's kind of where we have to move now. It changes from the starter conversation and to the different levels of a bench role. Whereas in Memphis, you're talking 19, 20 minutes, maybe a couple minutes a game on the court with Ja Morant, and we don't know, how the playoffs will play out. Whereas somewhere else, there are other opportunities still available where he could go and he could be, in a reserve role, but he could be in a, high-volume reserve role where he's playing 27 minutes.
Most seem to believe Kyle Anderson will sign elsewhere once free agency begins, either immediately or at some point in the coming days and weeks. Is that your opinion as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think, getting David Roddy and Jake LaRavia kind of showed that the Grizzlies feel like, they went a little bit younger with these wings, but they got some versatile guys, guys that they are really high on. As a fact, two guys that they kind of zeroed in on. And to get Roddy, they traded D'Anthony Melton. So it tells you what they think of him. But yeah, I think it's pretty much, they're deep on the wing now. I do think they should go out and get one wing, but clearly the Grizzlies are prioritizing shooting. And with that being the case, I don't know if Kyle Anderson is the guy who they would even target as the guy they would want to return on next year's team, next season.
Wrapping up here with DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. Last thing before I let you go, it was reported earlier this week, Dylan Brooks is not going to be with Team Canada this summer. In fact, he's going to remain in Memphis and continue work with the trainers and then even travel to Vegas for summer league so he can be with the Grizzlies trainers on the West Coast as well. What did you make of that development?
I think that is a situation where the Grizzlies are probably, trying to take care of him. And what that means, it's a couple ways to take it, but I think, Dylan Brooks is a part of this team, a part of this future. All the people have been asking, should they keep Dylan Brooks? Should they trade him and things like that? I think there's a belief in the organization that, he's an important part to this team. I mean, the players love him. The players talk about him a lot. And then I think when you traded away D'Anthony Melton, you took away your shooting guard depth. Now the natural shoot guards that you have on the team are Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks. You know, Dylan Brooks plays the small forward in the starting lineup, but you can still, you know, bring him in kind of how they did this past season when you wrote, when you, with your rotation, you have Desmond Bane or Dylan Brooks in the game throughout most of the game at the shooting guard position. So I think he's a very valuable piece to this team. We'll see what his role is and how it changes. And I think, you know, that's the Grizzlies trying to take care of him. You know, you don't want him to have another season like he had last year where it just felt like he never really got into a full groove and we didn't see, you know, Dylan Brooks really get a lot of time, period, with the full starting lineup they played most of the season.
That is DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. Make sure you read him, commercialappeal.com. Terrific story this morning. Headline, John Morant shows up at Mount Moriah. Halley Park helps 13 courts get refurbished across Memphis area. Again, you can read that at commercialappeal.com. Follow him on Twitter, at DeMichael C. Terrific stuff as always. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, Gary. Take care.
All right, brother. That's DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. We started talking about the DeJounte Murray trade to Atlanta, San Antonio going into rebuild mode. I mentioned sort of in passing the French sensation Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
You seen him?
Yes, a little bit.
He's outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
So he's going to be the number one pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it's like we debated literally up into the draft who should be the number one pick of the 2022 draft, Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith. Mm-hmm. There will be no such debate heading into 2023. Okay. Like this guy is reasonably described this way. Imagine Rudy Gobert as a rim protector, but he can also guard in space on defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And on offense, think of Kevin Durant, except he's 7'3".
Damn.
That's what we're talking about.
Wow.
I mean,
a lot to live up to.
I've never seen him in person, but the people who have seen him in person swear by him. And the video, I mean, just go to YouTube and type in his name and
yeah.
Watch it.
One thing I wanted to throw out, because y'all were talking about it, is like, you know, obviously San Antonio is going into rebuild mode, and everyone obviously is saying now, well, this might be Pop's last season.
Right. Or Pop might be done.
Or he might be done.
Like he'll now announce a retirement, you know, next month.
It is interesting. I don't think that this would happen. I mean, if you were to ask me, I would think Tyus Jones would be back with the Grizzlies. His brother does play with San Antonio, right? I think Trey plays with San Antonio.
Yeah, but if you are...
I guess what I'm saying is if it's Pop's final go-round, like if they have a farewell tour, I gotta think they're gonna bring in somebody serviceable to run that team. I'm just throwing that out there.
I would say the opposite. I would say at this point, if you're going into rebound,
you don't even try, right?
If you're tanking, you tank.
Yep.
You don't bring it, like.
But tanking's not the same in the NBA. I mean, it's not as easy as it used to be.
Well, it's still easy to tank. It's not easy to. Tanking
guarantee yourself a top three pick.
Well, you could never guarantee it with the lottery, but you, as the worst team in the league years ago, until they flattened the lottery odds, you did have a much better chance to get the number one pick then than you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have the worst record in the NBA, you do not have a great chance of getting the number one pick, but you have as good of a chance as anybody else,
mm-hmm.
and a better chance than most. And if you are committed to tanking, you don't want to, I think literally the last person you'd want to sign is somebody who made the Grizzlies better even when John Morant was hurt.
No, I think it's a good point.
If we're tanking, we're losing.
Yeah.
You know, we're losing as much as we can, and that appears to be what they pivoted into. And so there's some thought that, well, listen, like Greg Popovich doesn't have much left anyway. He's 73 years old. He's not going to coach much longer anyway, but this might be one of those deals. And Chris Mannix tweeted, he's getting asked this a lot right now by people within the industry, that Pop is retiring. He just has not announced it yet. He will announce it at some point, but that this is evidence that suggests he's not planning to coach again, because it's, at 73 years old, going through a tanking season where you really might win, you know, 20 games, that's not – I don't want to speak for Pop, but – I don't think that'd be fun for me. And in Atlanta, that gets interesting now. Trae Young and DeJounte Murray is pretty dynamic backcourt.
It really is.
DeJounte is a defensive-minded, you know, very good guard, plays off the ball, put him with Trae Young. I mean, that becomes one of the best 25 and under backcourts in the entire NBA and clearly makes Atlanta better. Hansel Emanuel, best known as the one-arm basketball player who became a YouTube sensation, has announced he's down to four options. The G League is one of them, he says. University of Memphis is one of them, he says. We'll get into that next.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Trade-In Trade-Up event happening now through July 4th. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Rogue ST Woods and Irons and Apex Irons. Both the Rogue and Apex families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get your 50% bonus trade-in on Callaway Rogue ST and Apex Irons today. And while you're there, get custom fit for free. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. If you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back in free bets, and that's the thing you love about FanDuel Sportsbook. They're always hooking you up with the great options and promotions, great ways to win every day, safe and secure. Great way to get paid fast as well. Fastest in the business when it comes to getting your money back. So see for yourself why they're America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code JSmith to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Again, use promo code JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It's time again for the Fitz's Free Fireworks Spectacular on the front lawn of the Fitz. Sunday, July 3rd, it is gonna be, well, spectacular. So get your oohs, ahs, and hey, look at that one's ready. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring your family and friends, and bring an appetite, because there'll be food trucks and lots of them. Don't miss the Free Fireworks Spectacular, July 3rd at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. Well, gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This afternoon, partially sunny with a high of 88.
Weather brought to you by the Hey Maine podcast.
Hey, this is Kenny Maine. I have a new podcast on Odyssey. It's called Hey Maine, the Kenny Maine Talks to Famous People podcast. That's a long title, and I'm out of time for the promotion.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Summer grill sale going on right now at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. So if you're trying to upgrade before the holiday, July 4th, it's Monday. Get on down to the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. You got an opportunity to get $300 off a 4K charcoal grill, $100 off Gateway drum smokers, $75 off Green Mountain grills. That's all at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. The address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in that South Haven Commons complex. Easy to find, easy to get to. The number is 662-510-5690. Even if you're not in the market for a new grill, if you just are in the market to have an incredible July 4th in your backyard, still the place to go. Sauces, seasonings, everything you need to have an incredible grilling experience is going to be available for you down at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. It's 12,000 square feet of everything you need connected to grilling. 875 Goodman Road, South Haven Commons, on the web, thebbqallstars.com. Go learn more at thebbqallstars.com. Jeff Cargill will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four Stories at 444 is presented by Boom City Fireworks.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
Hansel Emanuel, the one-armed basketball sensation who blew up on YouTube with incredible dunks and is a legitimate college basketball prospect, has announced that he is down to four options. One of them is the University of Memphis. Another is Bethune-Cookman. Another is Northwestern State. And the fourth, I said earlier, G League, forgive me, that was incorrect. It's actually Overtime Elite.
Okay.
How to say this nicely. I hope he doesn't end up at the University of Memphis because he doesn't belong at the University of Memphis. It became a big story earlier this year when Memphis offered. It was like Hansel Emanuel, YouTube sensation, gets an offer from Penny Hardaway in Memphis. And, like, I guess that's a sweet headline, but he participated in the Iverson Classic out at Bartlett High earlier this year. It was on CBS Sports Network, and I was the sideline reporter for it. So I saw him up close, and it became very obvious very quickly he is not a high major prospect. That's why his other two college options are Bethune-Cookman and Northwestern State. He might be able to play college basketball, but he does not belong at the Memphis level. So I'm not sure if that offer is still, like, legitimately sitting out there or they're trying to. Sometimes these offers, you get them, and then the coach just stops calling you, and there's no – but you still had that offer back then, but it's not really an offer anymore. I hope that's what this is. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just speaking honestly about this. Like, he is a sensation because he is a – one-armed basketball player. He is a problematic prospect because he's a one-armed basketball player.
Sure, I get it. And he's probably not going to play at Memphis. Like, I cannot imagine
he would ever play at Memphis.
Right.
So, like, he should not come to Memphis. He, like, in the Iverson Classic, you know, he's playing against, like, high major guys, like some of the best guys in the country. And they just drove right on him every time. He doesn't have a left arm. Like, you know how wingspan becomes such a big thing when we're talking about basketball players and basketball prospects? Like, you 6'7 with a 7'3 wingspan, you go, ooh. Well, the reason wingspan is a big thing is because it's important. And again, I'm not trying to be funny, but he doesn't have a wingspan because he only has one wing. He could move his feet well, but people still got by him, no problem. Just drive him right every time, drive him right every time, drive him right every time. And he got frustrated because I think he realized he was getting picked on. He was playing against legitimate high major guys, and they were going at a very specific weakness that he has. And the weakness is he doesn't have a left arm. It doesn't mean that he can't play basketball. He's a good high school player. It doesn't mean that he can't play in college. I think maybe he can. It doesn't mean that he can't dunk, because that's all over YouTube. But can he actually guard high major players the way you are asked to guard high major players? And I just, because of the obvious physical limitation, he showed no ability to do that at the Iverson Classic. So I don't know what he's going to announce. Obviously, it's a tremendous story. You root for him like crazy. But if he does come to Memphis, it looked to me like it would be a gigantic waste of everybody's time because it would be a big headline. But I don't think he'd ever play any real minutes at a place like Memphis because I don't. There was nothing I saw that made me think he is talented enough to play at a place like Memphis, given the other type of prospects Penny Hardaway has shown capable of bringing in.
Story number two.
Weird college basketball story today. Long Island University has fired former Memphis assistant Derek Kellogg after five seasons and is believed to be pursuing former Memphis assistant Rod Strickland, who is currently running the G League Ignite. I mean, it's June 29th. This is not the time of the year where you're usually changing basketball coaches. I started hearing rumors early today. And, you know, when I talked to some people close to DK, because one of the things I said to one of my bosses is, unless this is related to a scandal of some sort, this doesn't make much sense. Like, the only reason you fire a basketball coach in late June at the collegiate level, not the only reason, clearly, because LIU had a different reason. But I was like, you know, it's a scandal. I wasn't saying it's a scandal. I'm saying the only reason this should happen is if it's scandal-related.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by multiple people close to DK, it's just not. They have just decided that they want to go in a different direction. And the timing is horrific because most college coaches have filled out their staffs. There's nowhere to land. How about this? You know who just joined DK's staff last month? Bradley Calipari.
Oh, wow.
You think John Calipari's pissed today? He just sent his son to move to Brooklyn to be on staff with DK, and they get whacked on June 29th. And so, you know, DK was a valuable member of John Calipari's staff
for sure
for many years until he left to be the head coach at UMass. And like every UMass coach since John Calipari, that just didn't go too well. Got a job at Brooklyn and had been doing, you know, at LIU. It used to be called LIU Brooklyn. Now it's just Long Island University. But, you know, was living in Battery Park and coaching in the city and, like, you know, living life. And to have it all upended this late in the calendar, again, just an unusual thing. Hopefully he'll land on his feet.
Story number three.
Bradley Beal is declining his $36.4 million player option for the 2022-23 season. And entering free agency, Mark Bartelstein from Pryder Sports told Woj earlier today. So he's now an unrestricted free agent, three-time All-Star.
Yeah, interesting. I've seen a lot of people saying they think he's just going to do a big deal with Washington.
That's what it appears. They'll max him out now at 5 years. So he's, I think, 29 years old now. So you'll take him up to his year 34 season at a big number. It's in excess of $200 million.
Yeah.
I guess if you're Washington, I guess that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, what's your, you know, it's either that or, you know, go into tank mode,
well,
right?
That looks like a franchise that has been, like, really trying hard to just be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, when they had Russell Westbrook a few years ago.
Was they've like, had him for, you know, a long time, and then they're not getting it done. I don't know.
Well, there was some hope that, you know, Bradley Beal and John Wall would take this franchise to a special place. It's wild. Like, they played in the same backcourt. They've combined to make 8 All-Star teams, but they never really accomplished anything.
I know. It is a weird deal. They just have not done well putting that whole roster together in Washington.
And so, yeah, that's what I imagine. Bradley Beal will continue to be the star of a Washington franchise that, you know, you can reasonably project to be around the play-in tournament. That's about what they look like. You're not going to do this deal with Bradley Beal and it's going to lead to, you know, championship aspirations, but you won't suck.
Right. I will say, like, just throwing it out there because I know it's been talked about in the past, he is not a guy that I would like for the Grizzlies to go all in on trying to get, I don't think.
Well, they're about to put him at a number that rules it all out.
For sure. But I just he's always been one connected. You remember the Beal to Beal thing and all that that you heard people saying, and I don't know, man. I think he's a great player. I think he is great. Don't get it twisted. I don't know if he's ever going to be like one of those championship type guys.
Yeah, I don't think I'm with you. I guess there was a scenario where when he was, in the final year of his deal, in advance of the player option, that if you wanted to try to push for it right now and something made sense,
yeah,
then you could go for that. But once he, and again, we're operating under the assumption he's going to sign a 5-year max deal with the Wizards. Like once he's locked in for 5 more years at that number, I know I don't want any part of that.
No,
like here's my prediction: Washington will reach a point where they didn't want any part of that either. Washington is about to do a deal that they will within 3 years regret doing. That's my prediction. He's their franchise guy, so whatever. But sometimes these franchise, it's wild to me how often franchises have to attach assets to bad contracts that they agreed to once upon a time. Like once upon a time, they wanted to get this deal done, and then they attach valuable assets, mm-hmm. draft picks,
mm-hmm.
to get people, please take this contract from us. We signed this contract, but it's awful. Will you please take this contract from us? And I could certainly easily envision a scenario where Washington is looking up in year 3 of that deal or year 4 of that deal, or I would especially assume year 5 of that deal,
yeah.
and saying, this is now a bad contract. I wish we could not have done this. But what is the alternative? Let Bradley Beal walk? You probably don't want to do that either. Walk for nothing?
Right.
So it's just not the best place to be.
Story number 4.
R. Kelly.
Ooh.
Sentenced to 30 years in prison today for sex trafficking, sexual exploitation of a child, kidnapping, and other sex-related crimes. After being found guilty in September on all 9 charges he faced. 30 years in prison. He's 55 years old. That'd probably do it.
Yeah, that's it.
That might do it.
He might die in prison.
You know what's wild? This guy was first connected publicly. Like,
I know what you're going to say.
No, I'm just like, since the mid-90s,
yeah.
there have been stories about him with kids.
Yeah.
And it takes till 2022 before he is actually sentenced to prison time.
Wild.
He got away with this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
When the whole world knew this guy is a bad guy.
No, one of the ladies that was talking today, I think she's like in her 40s now. That was one of the
she was a kid.
Was one of the victims. She was a kid. I think she's in her 40s now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he married Aaliyah when she was 15 years old.
Yep, I remember. Yep.
Like, it is wild how it was just accepted in, because like people were still working with him. Lady Gaga worked with him.
That's right.
Kanye West worked with him, and people were still just working with this guy who was well established as a sexual predator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.